Hi, Eric Hoffman with Microsoft, and today we're here with the Associated Press. We have Jonathan Malek and Jeffrey Litvak from the Associated Press. And I got to say, it's been an amazing 2 years for you guys. What a change. Just let's take a minute and talk about some of the new strategies you guys are coming out with, and just a bit of general overview of some of the new things that are going on with the Associated Press.
Sure. The Associated Press, for those who don't know, has been around for 163 years. We're a company that probably most people don't think of as really as a change agent or a company that really is on the technological forefront, but actually we always have been. From the early days of the Pony Express to being the first company with the wire service, to being the first to actually use satellite. In the last couple of years, we've really begun to change even more so with the digital evolution that's happening. And we're leading the forefront overall for not only for the Associated Press as a company, but also for the industry, the news industry. And you're seeing a lot of change, and a lot of what you're seeing is how the news industry is adapting to the new digital opportunities that are available to us. The greatest opportunity that we're seeing is that news consumption is on the rise. And it's on the rise because you're seeing it on a lot of different new devices and all sorts of new day parts. And we're very excited to be actually a partner of Microsoft in working in this working through this kind of technological evolution.
Interesting. So I know that we have worked with you guys in a number of areas, including the desktop, including mobile, including some cloud services. So could you talk a little bit about some of the things that, you know, some of the strategy you have and how we have been able to align together on some of these different technology areas?
Sure. I think we're actually at the earliest of stages, really, with this evolution that's happening. And Microsoft, obviously, as a leader in the field, is providing us with a lot of opportunities to do what I think is, and we think overall, is the ultimate goal, which is the ability for a newsreader to be able to access the information they're looking for on any device, anywhere, at any time. And when you're talking about these devices, in many ways today we're talking about them as being separate. We have an initiative on mobile, we have an initiative on the desktop application, we have some photo initiatives, but what we're seeing is that over time these are beginning to merge more and more. Best example of that is probably the tablets that are coming out, mm-hmm. is that we're building something for the desktop application, but as you look at what we built, actually the probably the best usage for this will be on the new tablets that Microsoft and others are producing, and that kind of new immersive experience that we're building around news environment and the ability to get that news on any device, anywhere, anytime, through the same login and through this through one subscription model.
Interesting. So, the Associated Press core business is to supply news content to consumer-facing news agencies, the big papers throughout the United States and throughout the world. So, is that something that you're seeing from your membership partners? Is that they're demanding to have news content to sort of replace that declining print media? Is that really what the sort of the impetus was behind this kind of new revolution, as it was, in increasing news consumption and media consumption?
What we're seeing is our board, which is made up of a number of different newspapers and broadcasters. I think it's not as well known that the newspaper, the Associated Press, was founded by newspaper members, more than 30, 40 years ago, we began to include broadcasters as well in our membership, and we also supply content to folks like Google and the Yahoos of the world's commercial customers as well. What we saw and what we're seeing is that our board itself is recognizing this evolution, this change. We probably began with the most well-known product today on the consumer-facing front is AP Mobile. And AP Mobile was started as part of a digital cooperative effort, which was a recognition of the industry that we need to work together, and we wanted to create a new experience, a news button for the next generation smartphones. And we specifically targeted smartphones. And that has been hugely successful. Since then, the board has kind of gone to the next step. We announced recently the formation of the Gateway. The Gateway is kind of taking the digital cooperative to the next level. And it's a way in which we're going to be working together to place this content, this aggregated content, onto many new devices, be it a new mobile device, be it an e-reader, be it a television, or another device out there that we're going to see in the future that we haven't even imagined yet. And what we're doing is trying to create both on two levels. One is kind of what we'll call the private label version, which is the ability the AP is taking kind of the forefront leadership around the technology itself and is investing very heavily. We've spent millions of dollars already in just the mobile area, but we've also spent many, many dollars as well on things like working with Microsoft on the television set and internet-connected devices, as well as on e-readers and new tablets and desktop applications. And what you're seeing is that we're basically being able to create kind of containers that we're able to then offer to our members, both the broadcasters and newspapers, to be able to put their content quickly and easily. And it's the next evolution of digital publishing.
Interesting. Wow.
The second model that I was talking about was actually aggregated plays, which is what the Gateway is about. The gateway is about bringing content together so we can create new experiences. So if you really are following, let's take, you're a San Francisco Giants fan, you're following the Giants, you can not only get stories about the Giants from your hometown in through one application, but you also can get stories from around the globe. So whether it's the Boston Globe writing stories about the teams and the players, you can access that all through one kind of gateway of information.
Wow. Interesting stuff going on at the Associated Press, and it sounds like you guys are changing in order to make yourselves more relevant and also be able to supply the content and the data that your member constituency wants. So it's been, like I said, I can't believe the new things you guys are coming out with over the last year and the stuff that we're working on together over the next year. It's been a great partnership, and I think over the next year we're going to see even more and more and more good stuff from you guys. So
we're excited. We have a lot of new things planned, not only on new devices, but also new ways to interact with the news. Not just news being, I think everyone thinks of news as being kind of breaking news. And I think I read some quotes from today's keynote talking about how looking at the Associated Press and how on the Winmo 7 prototype that we showed up there, actually wasn't really a prototype, it was actually a working application. Of how amazing it was, how it took something of news that it considered to be boring and made it exciting again.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And we're excited about that. We have other ways that we're going to do that. What people don't realize is the depth of which news organizations have in terms of content. We have amazing photos. We have amazing video. And this multimedia content on these new devices is going to be a whole new immersive way of interacting with the news.
You guys had a great demo today in the keynote. It's all about Windows Phone 7. Great AP application. So tell me a little bit about the process you guys went through in order to get the data onto that phone, because that wasn't just a canned demo. That was real data. And so could you kind of walk us through the process you've gone through to really revolutionize the AP in terms of how it's going to get content to all these different consumption points, all these different devices, and tell us about that journey that you guys have been on, because it's been a long one.
Sure, Eric. So, at the risk of repeating something that's been said before, it's about developers for us. It's about finding a developer community, about providing access to our content to that community in a way that speeds up their efforts, removes a lot of the news business aspect of the content that we deal with, allows them to focus just on the content itself and on building incredible applications.
Interesting. So the AP has probably historically more data than pretty much any other news provider in the world. I mean, you guys have data that goes back in digital format. What did you tell me, 20 years for some of the content?
Sure, and beyond that. We're working on digitizing as much of our archive as we can.
And the idea that we had talked about too was that you would be able to supply this data in a cloud, in an Azure cloud for consumption points for...
That's right. So our initial foray into a content API was built squarely on the Azure platform. We use that for scale out. We use it to ensure that we're staying on the latest technologies, making those available to developers through OData, through Azure Dallas, and of course the storage and compute capabilities were fantastic.
Interesting. So you've got a great story about how we're going to get this data to these devices, but then the other half of the story to me is you've got to have a great experience once you get the data to these devices. So talk to me a little bit about what the AP is doing in that arena, right? The actual user experience itself.
So there are things that we know well, the content and content delivery, and there are things that we're more than happy to partner with others on, building out the applications themselves. That's what brought us to you, to Microsoft, to partner on building out the best application possible on Silverlight 3 is where we started, and now 4, to build a compelling experience for users. We know content. It's what we know. And we're looking to partner, and obviously with a focus on developers, to making sure that the application experience is something that's open to whoever wants to participate.
So we started off last year working on an app that was destined for the PC, the notebook, the standard desktop, the newsreader experience. But we're also now talking about making that maybe touch enabled and doing
Absolutely.
Some GPS awareness and some geotagging with that as some maybe a phase two, even a layout engine on that. So
that's right. Again, where we're at, we know content delivery. What we're looking for is to make sure that when you think of technology, you think of the AP. When you think of news, you think of the AP. And it's putting those two together in whatever platform we can, wherever we can, and making it as ubiquitous as possible in an experience that follows you wherever you go, from your desktop to your TV to your mobile phone and beyond. That's what's exciting about the partnership with you guys.
We've built some great UI. We got a chance to see that today with the phone, and we're going to have the Newsreader application come out this spring, and then fold in some Windows 7 capabilities with GPS and touch probably in the summer. Yep. And then what was our third phase? We're going to talk about maybe doing a layout engine for?
Sure. So, one of the areas where we see a lot of opportunity for expansion is in extending the experience around layout, specifically for text and obviously for photos as well. Making sure that it's a seamless experience in whatever environment that the user's in, that text flows appropriately, and that's the start. The second is making sure that our members our partners in this effort will be able to create an experience that is their own on top of a platform. From content delivery through the technology itself in Silverlight to an experience that is just their own using, as you said, the layout.
Interesting. So one of the other things that I wanted to talk about was a differentiator for the Associated Press. And I think one of the things you guys are doing, which is cutting edge for Microsoft and for a news content provider, is what we're doing with Pivot. And, I got to see the demo today in the keynote. I've worked with the Pivot team and was able to see what they did with some of the great data that you guys have. So could you tell us a little bit about what you guys
Sure.
did with Pivot and how we're going to fold that into the Newsreader application?
Right. So, Microsoft brought this to AP leadership last year. The AP jumped on this opportunity to produce content through an experience that really allows you to drill in and find relationships between content items. We're looking for unique ways of using this, but some of the ways, as was shown today during both the keynote and the subsequent session, was the ability to, through analytics and data visualization, really drill down on how our content is being used in the marketplace.
Awesome. Great. Thank you guys so much. It's going to say the Associated Press powered by Microsoft below there by the end of the year. So good stuff, guys. We appreciate your time and enjoy the rest of the conference. Thank you.
Thank you.